Hi, this is Gary Wallach from NPR's Only a Game. Sunday will mark the beginning of the season for most NFL teams. Bill Littlefield is aware of that.
It's not that baseball's over, for it isn't, is it? No. In fact, the action's cranking up, and shortly we will know if this could be the year that will erase Chicago's flubs, the year when baseball's champion might be the mighty Cubs. There's also soccer to consider here as well as there, in England, Spain, and Italy. But if you do not care how lads and jugadores fare now that they have begun, you might tune in to MLS. That campaign's nearly done. Likewise, the Women's League proceeding toward its playoff season. It didn't work out in Brazil, but is that any reason to turn away from watching? I don't think it really is. And no would be my answer if I had to take a quiz. But how much does that matter in the land where being free means freedom to watch football on your big flat-screen TV throughout the days and all the nights alone with all your friends? For football has begun again, and like a drum, it sends its tribal call across the land from sea to shining sea, across the amber waves of grain and fruited plains, where we cannot avoid the thunder of its annual arrival as games that are not football bravely struggle for survival. I know that is hyperbole. The other games are fine. Still, each of them, if asked, would be unlikely to decline to trade its place within the heart that's beating in this land with football, stirring passions we may never understand. For passion is irrational, and that is passion's point. It's not about analysis. It merely rocks the joint, no matter if the joint is in Seattle or St. Paul, Miami or New Orleans, or somewhere along the wall that hasn't yet been built, I guess, though someone likes to say that if it ever is, it is the Mexicans who'll pay. These points are linked, I think, and here's the arbitrary nexus. The game of football's very big throughout the state of Texas. Now, raising such a wall would raise some hackles, too, no doubt. But maybe Mexico would just as soon keep football out. If so, perhaps they'd split the cost and figure they had won by walling out the game that's at the center of the fun so many U.S. citizens so passionately embrace and celebrate the fact they'd kept our football in its place.
Hear more from Only a Game on this weekend's show. We'll have the story of an ESPN journalist who helped change the lives of two wrestlers and best friends, Leroy Sutton, a double amputee, and D'Artagnan Crockett, who was blind. And we'll tell the story of the Great American Horse Race of 1976. And you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.